Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Just when you think you've got life figured out, you're a parent now. Boost and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Julie's having a really hard time relating to her 11-year-old daughter, and she got off the bus the other day with the tail on, and it caught Julie by surprise. 585-252-9800, if anyone knows if the tail is machine wash safe. No, I'm kidding. All right, let's get to her message. Julie says, my daughter's fun, very outgoing. She has always been comfortable in her own skin. And she is in middle school this year, and she is into the dark grunge phase. I was somewhat like that when I was her age. Like in anime, crystals, and Hot Topic.
Right.
Obviously not my style any longer. But this year she's really working on her style, and last night came to me with a top she made. Just wanted to wear it to school, and I told her it was fine. As long as it's appropriate for school. So I do kind of look out for what it is that she's wearing. Much to my surprise last week, she got off the bus with a tail on. I asked her where she got it, and she told me she purchased the tail online because it was originally for an anime convention. Do they do those here in Rotten? Or would she take it? Where's she going? San Diego. She's 11. She's on a flight. I was in shock. I told her that it's not... I think it's kind of odd because I fear at such a young age, she doesn't realize in a small town like Hilton, this stuff follows you to high school.
Yeah.
And I don't want her making an already difficult time harder. But at the same time, I feel like I reacted in a way that might make her feel shame for me. I just don't understand the desire whatsoever. Please help me navigate a healthy way to communicate my worry, or am I the ass and need to get over it? Thanks for the help, Moose and Breezy. Thank you, Julie, for the message.
I think the biggest reason that you would, as a parent, like come off as judgmental or like kind of apprehensive about your kid expressing themselves in that way is because you don't want them to face adversity or get picked on or get bullied for the way that they choose to dress and express themselves and the things that they're into, because it's such a it's such low-hanging fruit. Like every middle schooler, high schooler is like, ew, you're wearing a tail. Like,
well,
it's just easy.
Hard to get picked on today when everyone's doing it. You know what I mean? 585-252-9800. Give us a call. What do you guys think? How do you handle a situation like this? Because, you know, I was friends with everyone in high school. The grunge kids, the skaters, the jocks, the athletes, you know, I was a well-rounded dude.
Yeah, I mean, same.
Okay. But of course, you saw the kids too that stood out a little bit that were just absolutely abused. And of course, you know, we've all been to high school, and that's what Julie's getting at. She doesn't, her daughter right now is in middle school. She doesn't want this following her in high school, and I understand that. A couple texts that just came in. Jenna's here. Last year, my son's good friend wore a Batman cape, fingerless gloves, a Canada hat, a utility belt holding his pencils, and a face mask every single day. Also, he spoke like a pirate. So yeah, this really isn't that bad.
Oh my God.
Oh, yo,
can
we get that kid on the show with us for an interview? Please, come through. I want to meet that dude. Let's go over to our friend Bree here. What's up, Bree? I had some good friends in high school that sometimes had tails attached to their belts or wore cat ears, but none of them actually acted like cats. And the ones I still have some contact with all seem to have grown into normal, well-adjusted adults. I wouldn't look into this too much. It will pass, Mom. All right. Well, that's comforting. Hopefully it passes. Can you imagine her showing up to an interview on the job? 23? The tail?
No, I know. It's definitely a tough pill to swallow.
Trying to get a job at PetSmart?
Ding, ding. Yeah. I think they're all phases. Like you said, you went through a grunge phase. I went through a grunge phase.
What? I didn't go through a grunge phase.
Oh.
What are you talking about? Nobody said that.
I did.
Really? Were you painting your nails black? Were you wearing a dog collar?
Black. I had a fake nose ring. I had chokers on. Like, oh, yeah.
Oh, come on. You got to show me some photos.
But I was like 21.
So you're in college?
Yeah.
Oh, you were really trying to find yourself.
It was a situation where like I was dating someone and my ex at the time was like, I want more of like a rough and tough girl. I'm breaking up with you. You're too much of a princess. I was like, I'll show you grunge. Me puts a choker on from Forever 21.
Oh,
and I had fake gauges in.
Oh, like, my God.
Oh, my God. No, it was a whole thing.
Fake gauges.
Yeah, I did.
Me, grunge face. I spent all my time at Hollister.
So punk rock. So fun. So flirty. So fresh. Let me see if I can find a pic. I'll post it.
I'm sorry, I can't.
It's so good, honestly. It was the ripe age of 2017.
Yeah, that actually was not long ago. Steven's here. You have a child who's confident to be herself and not let this world dictate her behavior. May we all be so lucky. That text came in from Steve. And then we got someone here that just wrote in all caps, that kid is depressed. Typically, anyone at that young age who is dressing in grunge and wearing animal tails has issues that parents are not aware of. Get some help for your child. Okay.
I just sent it to you. Please describe to the audience what's happening here in this photo. Me with a choker.
Oh, my God. So Breezy has her hair in a ponytail. She's wearing a choker and fake earplugs with a nose ring. This is all wrong. It's all wrong.
With the her tongue eyeliner.
It's the picture with her tongue is sticking out.
I had the hair extensions. It was a whole thing.
You don't want your daughters being friends with her. That's
not in that stage of my life.
Lisa says also, Julie, I know you're listening. Lisa also says, I wouldn't worry about it. My son is 16. I see a ton of kids in his school at Olympia doing stuff like that, especially the kids who are into anime. To the person who texted in saying any kid who dressed in grunge and wears animal tails is depressed is an idiot. That's not the case at all. Kids choose to express themselves in certain ways. And just because you don't agree with it doesn't automatically make it wrong. Thanks. That came in from Tina.
Tina. Yeah. I mean, listen, it's
people go through phases.
This too shall pass.
It's a phase.
I'm not worried about it.
You know, if she's still wearing those tails and dressing like she's dressing in 20 years, which some people still do, hey, as long as she's a good person, that's all that matters. As long as she's not going to end up on, you know, a murder mystery documentary.
The leather dog mask.
In case I would watch. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Please share with this mom and the rest of the class that the anime vibes are popular. And wearing a tail isn't even considered that weird these days. It was weird when I was younger, but now I see it in kids all the time. Especially if you're hanging out at Grease Ridge Mall. A lot of weird stuff going on over there.
Okay.
Thank you guys for the messages. Julie, it seems like don't get too bent out of shape. She came off the bus wearing a tail. I mean,
these things happen.
That's always going on. What can you do about that? You know what I mean? But thank you so much for the vulnerability.
We love you. Thanks for calling in, guys. You're the best.
Another Parental Confidential is coming up tomorrow morning on PXY. I don't know why people message us, but we like to have fun on the show.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.